Running Robots with Brain Power. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Right now, people with paralyzing injuries or diseases can only imagine what it's like to move. But in the future, imagining may be enough to control robotic limbs that can assist them. That's the goal of Duke University neurobiologist Miguel Nicolelis. By linking brain implants to a computer, he and his colleagues have already made it possible for monkeys to control a robotic arm just by thinking about it. Recently, they captured the brain activity of human patients who were asked to play a simple video game.
We're basically recording the pattern that is produced in the brain of these patients as they are preparing to make these movements.
Then they taught a robotic arm to respond to the brain signals, much like a human arm would. After more animal studies, the next step is to put it all together in paralyzed patients using permanent brain implants.
And in fact, we already have a wireless interface that will allow us to broadcast the signals, the raw signals coming from the brain, to a microchip that is going to do all the signal processing required to convert these signals into motor commands that a robot can read.
It's hoped that the first human trials will begin within the year. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.